Thank you for choosing customer support. My name is Quantika. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, I'm very dear. What was your name, please?
Quantika.
Hold on, Gordy. Shut your mouth. I'm on the phone now, okay? I'm on the phone. Okay, I'm sorry. What was your name, please?
Quantika.
Yes?
Can you hear me, ma'am?
Katie?
Quantika.
Oh, Quantico. Quansico. All right, Quansico, I'm not mad at you, but I'm mad at your organization. I just kept you doing a free survey from CVS, and by ordering the choice that I had, it came up that I was not being able to get it, and I called up a security because my security for my charge card came onto the line and said that this is a scam and this is false advertising from this company. So I want you, whatever you can do for me right now. I was ordering one of these Dyson electric brooms, and they told me that your Jovis Capital is a scam, and that you were just trying to get me to go and order magazines. I don't want your magazines. If I did, I'd go to the store and buy them.
Okay, so all ma'am, I want you. We didn't take any money back, ma'am. We didn't take any money from you.
Well, it says that you're going to be taking. Why are you doing this? You can't do it because you like
ma'am,
it.
Ma'am.
What?
Nothing. I have nothing to say.
No, I mean, it's a scam. I mean, is your manager there? I'll talk to your manager.
Well, that's what I'm saying, ma'am. You're mad at people that take phone calls, ma'am. I'm just here to help you. Only thing I can tell you on the account, we did not take any money. I can cancel that account from you so that it won't try to take any more money from your card, but we didn't take any money.
Well, you're going to be taking my money from my card? You're going to put the money back on my card?
Ma'am, no money came off the card.
I'm sorry?
No money came off the card. It declined. So your bank maybe declined the payment due to fraudulent charges.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they did get a hold of me right away.
Right. So they did not.
But if that had gone through, you would have been charging me $49 or something like that for a charge that I didn't even agree to.
That's why it's important to read those terms and conditions, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
That's why it's important to read the terms and conditions.
I didn't do that. I was reading the comments, and I was reading everything else. It was quick and easy, blah, blah, blah. I was reading all that, and I'm on the bottom now with a reading privacy. Now, I own the doors to promote this website. Trial offers on this last page require shipping.
You see a button where you see, if you see somewhere where it says you're 18 or older, and you selected it, it's placed in there, ma'am.
So there is no charge that is going to be charged to this account.
That is correct.
I sure hope not. I mean, because I don't know what I will do without it, you know? I mean, I don't know how far I can go with this. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to take it out on you. You work for them, but the thing that bothers me is this is false advertising. I mean, you say go and read the fine print. Reading just the whole thing up front, I did not see any fine print. I was looking for it even now, and I cannot find it. And I cannot find it even
on... It's placed in the box where it says if you're 18 or older, then it says read more.
I'll have to go and keep reading more then, because I didn't see it for everything that I read already. I have your word that this is not going to be charged to my account.
That's correct, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for choosing customer support. You have a great day.